Good morning, everybody, and we are on the Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. And what the Gemara is going to say is that in the case that Reuven and Gershon married two wives, two sisters, we don't know which one married which. The Mishnah said that Reuven's brothers, if they gave chalitzah, so they took care of the Yavama L'shut problem. And then Gershon's brother, what they were supposed to do, is Kahas was supposed to give chalitzah to one, and then Merari could be Miyab to the other. But instead, they both went and were Miyab. So it says, Ei Metziah Miyada. The problem is, one of those two are a chalitzah, because one of those two received chalitzah from either Shimon or Levi. And therefore, a Kayan can't marry. And what happens if Kahas and Merari are Kahanim? Zuck to Gemara. I'll come down with him at Alf, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line from the top, Tani Shila, Mafilu Shneim Kehanim. My time, Chalutza Drabonani, Chalutza is only a Drabonim, the Suffolk Chalutza Legazibu Rabonim. And a Suffolk Chalutza, the Rabonim weren't Gazer. So we spoke out yesterday that the Rishayim to be God, I buy Suffolk Achaisu Kukatai. We said no, and by a Suffolk, there was another Suffolk that we said no. The answer is, if the Suffolk is because of a Gzera, if the issue is because we're afraid of something, then the Rabbanan Asr B'Suffolk. Masha'enke, when the issue is a freestanding issue, like Chalutza, which is not a fear, that's what the Rishayim say, it's not because we're afraid of Grusha, but because it's a freestanding Rabbanan, so therefore by Suffolk Rabbanan, you go Lekula. Frank the Gemara B'Chalutza Rabbanani? Is Chalutza only rabbinic? Latanya, that we learned in the Brisa, Grusha, it says that Grusha can't be a Kayan, marry a Kayan. Ein yale grusha, chalutza minayin. How do I know that a chalutza can't marry a kayan? Talmud lemme ve'isha. It says ve'isha grusha me'isha. Could have just said u'grusha. It says ve'isha grusha me'isha. So that tells me that a chalutza is aser. So he dashes from a pasuk. So it's biblical.
Ve'isha comes to include a chalutza?
I'm sorry?
Ve'isha includes a chalutza?
Yes.
It's the whole word of the vav.
I'm not sure. What does Archko say? I thought it's the whole word, but it might be the above. I would have said it's the word, but I'm not sure. What does Archko say? Doesn't say. So we see it's biblical. So if it's biblical, how can you say that if it's a kayan, they can stay married? One of them is living with a chalutza. Sorry? Okay. And for the Gemara Midrabbananhu, it's really rabbinic, across the Machtabi Almuhu. The fact that we bring a pasuk is a hint. Sometimes there's drushes, and sometimes there's a smachtas. I have no idea how to differentiate between the two. But sometimes the Gemara will say it's a real drasha deraisa, and sometimes the Gemara will say it's really not a drasha. It's a hint to the Rabbanon to institute it. And therefore, it's not biblical, it's only rabbinic. Either Brisa brings a pasuk, that pasuk was just a hint to the Rabbanon, not a real drasha. Again, I have no way of differentiating when it's one, when it's the other. Rashi. One of them for sure married a chalutza. The arusa of the guy, meaning not the guy, I'm sorry, the stranger, Reuven's wife, is for sure a chalutza from either Shimon or Levi. The answer is, chalutza dasur l'kayin, midrabbananu. V'hachet l'chol chad eina l'safik. The Shema Yavim Zeh Yavim Yisivem to Gemura. It's only a suffix because maybe he got the right one. He might have gotten the right one, and he might have gotten a chalutza. But it's rabbinic. Legazer Rabbanan Lavukim Yisafik. Suffix Rabbanan Lekula, and we won't break up the marriage. And we allow him to stay married to her, even though she might be a chalutza. Because at worst case scenario, it's only rabbinic, and each one can claim that maybe they're not doing it. Grusha Me'isha Lo Yikahu. Yes, Abraham.
Smachta, it's
Rabbanan,
but has a
Smachta,
is that stronger than
a regular Rabbanan? Seems to be a Machloikis Rishayim. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, that Tazayin, says every Rabbanan has an Asmachta.
But the Gemara doesn't say.
The Gemara doesn't always bring it.
Right, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't know. The Ritva says it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lufanai Malchi is the Kleinus and Shifras. Tractor Ritva, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sidra Bonam. The Gemara says, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, say in front of me, Malchi is the Kleinus and Shifras. That sounds biblical, but Malchi is the Kleinus and Shifras is only rabbinic. Zakhtar Ritva, that the tyrant hinted to the Rabbanim to make it. So the Rabbanim is sending them a hint. That's what Ritva says over there. That's the famous Ritva in the Tazayin and Al from in Rosh Hashanah.
Quite a hint.
Just telling you what it said. Yes.
Can I add a word? Why not just add the word chalutza?
Again, it's not a drasha.
That's what I'm saying.
Again, but with many times this is a drasha. Many times it is a drasha. Okay, we're going by turn. Just for scheduling purposes, 6:20 on Sunday for Chazara, and on Tuesday, Meretz Hashem, 6:00, regular time, 6:00 on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last day till after Sukkot, where we start again 2 weeks later on Tuesday morning, Meretz Hashem.
Ending and starting on a Tuesday?
No, there isn't.
No, the significance is that really Bein HaZmanim, according to Jewish, was supposed to start at Yom Kippur. I just felt that the day after Yom Kippur we should be learning. So therefore we are learning on Tuesday. Right. And then the day after Simchas Torah, I don't want to start either because it's the day after Simchas Torah, so I'd like to wait another day. So we start on Tuesday.
Can we stay a couple more days next week?
I said, again, Tuesday is the last day. I know, okay, you can come learn. I'm not, but we have to go by tape. We're on tape now, you know what I mean? The whole world is going to hear you wanting to learn Torah. So I should say, Avram Cohen wants to learn Torah. They should know that. Back to Mishnah Vayit. Mitzvah begadol liyabim. V'mkadam akatan zacha. Okay, now, it's a mitzvah that the oldest brother available should do yibum. And it can be the oldest. It can be not the oldest, depending on who died and who's around. And if the katan went ahead, he acquired her. Meaning, it's a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. It doesn't have to be done by the older brother. It's preferable that the older brother be the one to do yibum. Now, in the fourth perek, the Gemara will discuss, what if the older brother doesn't want to do yibum, he wants to do chalitza, and the younger brother wants to do yibum. And you hold yibum as preferable. That'll be a discussion in the fourth perek. We're not going to get involved in here now. But what the Gemara is going to do here now, as one of the Maron will point out, is something not done in the whole Shas. That's what the Gemara says, not me. The Pasuk says, and I'm going to quote the Pasuk, Archcrow, I'm sure, has it on the side. V'hoya ha'pchoy rashat teled, yokum ha'shem achub ha'meis, v'lo yimach ha'shmoy mi'Yisrael. Now, a lay person like me would come and read the Pasuk. It would say, the oldest son that's born to the Yerubim should be called by the deceased brother's name, so his name should not be erased from Klal Yisrael. And I would walk away with the halacha that says that the child of the Yerubim should be named for the deceased brother. And that will carry on his memory, so his name shouldn't be erased. Zakti Gemara? No, that's not shot in the Pasuk. And the Gemara uses a terminology that even though we always say a mikra yaitse midei pshutai, that even if you make drushes, but you can't ignore the pashat shat the pasuk, in this case, mikra is yaitse midei pshutai. The Gemara says this, not me. And the Gemara uses the term kol ha-tayra kula, we say a mikra yaitse midei pshutai. We always take the pashat shat the pasuk besides the drushes we make. Here, we ignore the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, and we only make drushes. That's what the Gemara is going to do, based on reasons. The Gemara is going to say why. But it's the only time in the Torah, that's what Rava says, not me, that that we ignore Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. There is no mitzvah to name the oldest son for the deceased brother. There's no such mitzvah. In fact, the Achreinim have an argument. Should one do it? Should one not do it? to not negate the Manazeh. But many Mepharshim talk about, is it a good idea, is it not a good idea, is it a bad siman, is it a good siman? But in halacha, there's no such halacha. The only place in Kol HaTorah Kula.
Should they give him the name? Should
they give the Gemara says there's no such mitzvah.
Right.
Now, practically speaking, there's a shayla in the Achrayim. What happens? Reuben dies, Shimon is miyabim, and they have a son. Should they name him for Reuben or not? The pasuk doesn't say to do it. That's not shot in the pasuk. This is the only time in the Torah that we take a pasuk away from its pashup shot, and it doesn't mean it's pashup shot. Now that it doesn't mean it, so there's no mitzvah to do it. What do we recommend to the couple, to Shimon, who just had a son? So it's a big machloika. Some say it's a good idea, even though the Torah didn't mention it, because it's not shot in the pasuk. And some say it's a bad siman to name after someone who died without children. And since the Torah never made it a mitzvah, why do it? So this is a shayla. It's not a geyah, so we don't do yibum. But I'm just saying, the bottom line is, but it's not a mitzvah in the Torah. That's clear. It's not shot in the pasuk. It's the only time in the Torah that we take a pasuk and say it doesn't mean what it says at all.
Translate Asher Tehillim.
Everything's going to be translated in the Gemara. I cheated. I told you the end before we're going to do the beginning. The Gemara's going to make a lot of drushes here, and then the Gemara's going to say, what's the Pashup Shat? And the Gemara will say, we ignore, it's the only time in the Torah we ignore Pashup Shat. Yes, Avraham.
What's the halacha about to do a mitzvah, and right before I'm about to do it, someone stole it to do the mitzvah instead? Okay. It's a mitzvah of Eretz, and only one person can do it. They have to pay me, right?
Right.
So my question is, does that apply by Katan and Gadol?
I don't know. The Gemara doesn't discuss. I don't know. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But that's not the gay here.
No.
But the Mishnah wanted to tell you is it works. You shouldn't think it has to be the Gadol.
But by mitzvah, I have
to... I didn't argue with you. I said I don't know. I'll repeat it again. I don't know the answer of whether he has to pay Asaras Zehubim or not.
But by case of Asaras Zehubim, Lemaisa is the person who's the Ganav and did it, is his mitzvah chal?
Absolutely. 100%. Not here. The case is Kisi Hadam. The Shaykhid has the mitzvah to be Mechas Hadam. Somebody went and grabbed it. He has to pay him Asaras Zehubim. But the Kisi Hadam was done. Got the mitzvah. All that to be talked about. The Gemara deals with every aspect of it. Tana Rabbanan, v'hoya b'chor. So we say mitzvah begadol yabim. B'chor does not mean the firstborn child from yibum. B'chor means who should do yibum. Who should do yibum? Habchor. Now the Gemara translates b'chor as gadol, and the Gemara is going to ask, maybe it means the oldest only. The Gemara is going to get there. Asher Teled, Prat La'ilana. Asher Teled is not the son that is born. Bechor is to identify who should do Yibum. And Asher Teled is to identify the woman Yibum can be done with, has to be capable, has to have the body parts to reproduce. Prat La'ilana, Shane Yoletta. Nothing to do with the child born. I said, it's the only time in the Torah that we take the pasuk out of Pashup Shat.
If we're learning God, it will be tailored from the father of the...
The Hoya B'chor is to identify the Yavam. Asher Teled is to identify the Yavama. Yokum Hashem Achuv is going back on the Yavam, Lenachla. The one who does Yibum inherits his deceased brother. So the Hoya B'chor, the oldest should do Yibum, Asher Teled, with a woman who had all the body parts, being able to have children. And then, Yokum Asher Malchiv, the Yavam, gets all the possessions of his deceased brother. He inherits his brother. Ha-Taymer L'Nachla Einen El-Lashem. Frek the Brisa. Maybe it means name the child for the deceased brother. Maybe it's Pashem Shat. Yaisiv Karinaisi Yaisiv, Yaichanan Karinaisi Yaichanan. If the deceased brother's name was Yaisiv, we should name him Yaisiv. And if the deceased brother's name is Yaichanan, we should call him Yaichanan. And for the Gemara, Namrakan Yokum Hashem Achav. Here it says the words Yalkim Hashem Achim. V'nemer l'halon Hashem Achim Yikar v'nachlasam. It says by Ephraim and Manasseh they should be called by their brothers. Any brother born afterwards should be called by their brothers b'nachlasam. So we see when the Torah uses the word shame, zeirus shava, ma shame, ma'amar lahala nachla, al shame achayem is referring to inheritance. Av shame, ma'amar kan, when it says yokum al shame okum lenachla. This is handed down from Moshe Mitzrayim. We didn't make up this zeirus shava. We don't make up zeirus shava. Handed down from Moshe Mitzrayim is we should learn one shame from the other shame. That means. That's what the pasuk means. The Yavam inherits the brother. V'lo yimach shmai, the rest of the pasuk. The pasuk ends. His name should not be erased. Prat l'saris shishmai machoi. If the brother who died was a born saris, not a saris that happened b'day Adam, not someone who somebody did something to that caused him not to be able to have children, but was born without the ability to have children, called a Saris B'day Shemayim, which we will deal with and elaborate on in the 8th Perek, Merit Hashem. The Saris B'day Shemayim, there's no mitzvah to be Miyabim, his wife. Because the Pasuk says, well, Yimach Shmai, this person had no chance of having children, because it was Machui, his Shmai was Machui. And therefore, there's no mitzvah of Yibum to the wife of a Saris B'day Shemayim. This is not Ipsuadaka Khrushchevcha, somebody that something happened to. This is somebody born a Saris. And what is a Saris B'nei Shemayim? The Gemara elaborates all kinds of physical signs. You have to give me two more lines. Amar Rava, Avagav, the Bechal HaTayra Kula, a Mikra Yaitzim B'nei Pshutai, even though in the whole Torah we never have a Pasuk, that doesn't mean it's Pasuk Shat also, at least. Hocha asa gzeirah shava afikte mipashte legami. The gzeirah shava comes and says, forget pasuk shat in this pasuk. Forget it. Gone. Out of here. Yes. So it's the value of an eye for an eye and the value of a tooth for a tooth. It's not against the pasuk shat. How do you know eye means literal? I can mean value of eye.
Huh?
I'm sorry, it's not, Rabbi, it's not changing the whole subject matter. It doesn't say ayin takasayin means a table for a table. It takes the word literally, eye for an eye. It's just saying eye means value of eye. Here it's taking a pshat in the pasuk, totally dismissing it, and saying it means something totally different.
This seems like a view of that Hashem has set up a real potential problem. There's a lot at stake here. This guy was very rich. And the younger brother, anyone could go, I mean, it seems like you'd think there'd be some safeguards. It's a real, this could be a tremendous conflict.
Oh, yeah.
A for the woman, B for the
man. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the real world. Yes. Oh, inheritance makes a lot of problems. People don't talk to each other for the rest of their lives based on inheritance. Yes.
This could have been taken care of, but this is the pecking order. And if you go out of order, it's not sharp.
No, yeah, I know cases where the Torah gave a pecking order in Yerusha that a son inherits and not a daughter, and brothers and sisters don't talk to each other because the guy said, "I inherit, not you." And there, the Torah gave a pecking order. It doesn't help. Meaning, they're going to fight anyway. Money is a very good trigger. Oh yeah. Inheritance causes a lot of battles. I mean, not that it should be that way, but it is what it is.
This has bothered me for a long time.
Yeah, since when? Since this morning?
We had a hobby to think that an ox is a monster. Is that good? And you learn that from Bnei Yaakov, right? Furthermore, Kasha, Emachanami. So, here also. You're telling me there's a
Gzeir Shava,
but maybe it's wrong, maybe we don't use it.
There the Kasha was, maybe we should use the Gzeir Shava for something else.
What is for something else?
Besides two things. We learned now paternal brothers from Bnei Yaakov. The question was, maybe we should also learn now that it has to be kosher. That's the Gemara there. We are using the Gzeri Shavah. Achla Achim Ibn Yaakov told us that we go by paternal brothers, not by maternal brothers. Right? That's what we learned out from Achim Ibn Yaakov. The Gemara's question was, use the Gzeri Shavah to also tell me.
And you know what I'm going to say? And it's even better that way. You know why? Ein Tirshav Mechza.
Exactly. That's the Gemara's kasha. Beautiful. And the Gemara's answer is, we have a reason not to do it here.
And here
we're saying, the Gezer Shavah comes and tells me a different shot in the Pasuk. It's not saying using half the Gezer Shavah. The Gezer Shavah says, don't learn Pasuk shot in the Pasuk. It's apples and oranges. Here we're not going half a Gezer Shavah.
No, I don't know. But any Gezer Shavah, can't you say a Sfora, a Sefer Dishav shouldn't be good?
No. Only the Gemara there brought a Pasuk to say we don't use the Gezer Shavah. The Gemara said if it's a son.
Oh, is that a son?
But the Gemara brought up him a pasuk that said it's a son. It wasn't a svara.
No,
it was based on a pasuk that if a son is a son, a brother is a brother. Okay, I don't want to go argue
it. If a ben is not, if a ben moms, there's a ben, then why don't we say alpha?
Right, because
it's
based on the fact that a son of a father is a son, right? So if he's a son, he's your brother. Okay, let's do Rashi. The juxtaposition of the psukim. The pasuk before says he should do yavam, and then the pasuk is identifying who it should be. Asher teled va'asi yavam teiruya leled prat la'ilanus. It excludes an ilanus. Yakum hayavam hashem akub limcho nachlasai to inherit him. But la'yicham ku echav imai, his brothers get nothing. Ataymer lenachlav hayakum yavam mishtoi. You're saying it's talking about the oven. My ain't the bench of the story. Maybe the pasuk is talking about the son born. Shemhai shem am beis yaisi. Karen lezei yaisi. Ein mikri yaitzim edem shutai. We have a gavet the shina leil drasha. Even though there are other psukim that we make drashas in, the midem shutai miu loy nafik legami. But we never say you don't dash in the pasuk. Mafikti legami. She ein tzarek liklus levnoi b'shem echav hameis. You don't have to call the son in the name of the brother who died. This is the Messiah he had from his Rebbe. That the Gzeri Shavah. This meaning Rabbi didn't make this up. Rabbi saying, my Rebbe told me that in this case, Gzeri Shavah takes away Pashim Shah. You could have said, Gzeri Shavah is adding a Pshat. There's the Pashim Shah, and there's the Gzeri Shavah Pshat. Rabbi had a Messiah from his Rebbe. You can't make this up. Because we have a rule, I make create him in name Shutai. Rabbi had a Messiah from his Rebbe, all the way back to Sinai, that in this case, ignore the Pashim Shah. It's a one time in the Torah.
So is the Zer Shem Zit Nemar Yakum here and Yakum here? That's the Zer Shem.
Shame, though. It's a shame here and shame here. I'll shame Achem Yikar
Benachlosam. That's gone the whole
Pasuk? Well, once the Pasuk is identifying that Yakum Hashem Achem doesn't mean the son, it means the Yavam. That means the Pasuk is not talking about the son. But usually you could say, there's a Gzeri Shavah that tells me one Drasha, and there's a Pashim Shah that tells me a different Drasha. So Rabbi had a siren from his Rebbe, that this is the one exception in the whole Torah.
Without the Gzeri Shavah, we'd never change him with Pshuto?
Well, how can you change a Pashim Shah? What right would you have?
There's no other type of lead that would have. Have the power to do this?
So I don't know what limud. Definitely not any logical limud. It would have to be something that's handed down Sinai. Now, this is the power of Teresh of Alpeh. This is where the Tzukim would blow it. Because they read the Pasuk. This is the power of Teresh of Alpeh. To take a Pasuk and turn it on its head. And say it doesn't mean what it said. It's the only time in the Torah. Yes.
Why don't we already know this from Amar and Yehuda?
So what?
He didn't name the kids after the brothers.
It wasn't real Yibum. It's not the mitzvah of Yibum and the Torah. It was the Inyan of Yibum. Mm-hmm. It wasn't his brother's wife. It was his son's wife.
Right.
I want to wish everybody, for those who are not going to be here Sunday, Maxi Mataiva, good Kibetjar. Hope everybody's Michael me in case I was sharp with people. Sunday morning, 6:20, and on Tuesday morning, 6 o'clock. We'll chazer on Sunday, and on Tuesday, we will go weiter.